another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at FancyPantsGangsters.com.
It's time to cool it out, baby. Twin Cities Tank! What's happening? I'm Pete. In front of me is Brent.
You sounded like Brian Doyle Murray again.
Yeah, well, you see, the problem is...
Oh, God, you do that so well.
Beowulf!
If there was a way to make a living off of obscure Brothers of Celebrities impressions, can you do Frank Stallone?
I haven't heard Frank Stallone enough to actually do it.
You want to hear mine?
Sure, go ahead.
Hey, you guys want some fucking ice cubes? Hey, want to borrow my sister's truck?
I put some songs on a Rocky soundtrack once.
Hey, want me to make you a mixtape?
That's Frank Stallone.
Yeah. If you're listening to this, this is almost New Year's Eve, which means only one thing, that tomorrow, the day after this show comes out, you should go to the Triple Rock and see Metallica play at the Triple Rock.
If it doesn't sell out, we're going to have problems. Financially.
Yeah, and mentally.
Every single person that pays.
More emotionally than mentally.
Every single person that pays will be contributing to some sort of drug use for us. So.
Yeah. Plus, here's the bonus about having a Metallica show, is that I don't work at all next week, which comes directly out of my paycheck.
Ooh.
So if you show up, then you're going to be making up for all the work that I'm being forced to miss.
Just listen to me. Let's cut through the shit. Give us your money.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Buy a shirt. Buy a Twin Cities Tank shirt, too. We'll be there.
Put a down payment on a Metallica car. Right.
If you give us a car, we'll give it away to a listener.
Yeah, or anybody. We'll give it to... I don't care. I'll give it to fucking Governor Ventura.
You know what? If you give us your car, we'll give it right back to you.
But we'll charge you lease... I don't fucking care. I don't know how leases work.
We'll announce your name on stage that we gave you the car. Mm-hmm. We gave you your car back.
Gave you your car back. And guess what? You paid us for it.
That's right.
That's how this transaction works.
Uh-huh. Is there anything else we got to mention? Yes, we have shirts available on TwinCitiesTank.com. Go ahead and buy one. It's got the wonderful giraffe logo on it.
Yeah, we went pretty balls deep into it last week, but again, you know, it's hard to find reasons to talk to people in public, especially people you don't know. It's hard to start a conversation. So let them come to you. So when you have a shirt with a fucking giraffe and an army helmet smoking a cigarette in a tank, you're going to make a friend, is all I'm saying. You need friends.
Saying it's time to cool it out, baby.
Right. Anyway, get the shirts, go to the show.
Yeah, support our show. You don't gotta donate anything to us. We don't make you sit through stupid advertisements. All we ask is you buy a fucking shirt once in a while.
God damn it.
All right, so it's the end of the year, right?
It is. We will have one more episode after this next week, which we just talked about. But this is the second to last.
What are you talking about?
This is the last one of the year. Oh, no,
this comes out next week,
podcast timelines. It's like, I have to, like, talk in the future, and I'm not even prepared to talk in the current present.
This comes out on the 30th.
Okay, this is the last one of the year.
Of December.
You fucking psychos. So we're doing our
uninformed best of 2010.
This is the Twin Cities Tank, grossly uninformed top whatevers of pop culture.
Basically, we came up with some categories to do the best of 2010 and did, we came up with them about 10 minutes ago and did absolutely zero research on them. So you get to hear us stumbling through a best of whatever came out in 2010.
I want to make it very clear that I rarely watch movies. I never read. I don't listen to
that's
any...
That's not true.
Well, I read books that
you
came
read
out years ago, but
yeah,
I don't...
Well, that's true.
I know nothing current. I haven't bought a record in years.
A record?
An album. A CD album. What?
But you steal them off the internet.
Yeah. Again, not really current. I don't know what the fuck is going on with music,
that's
but
true.
This is why I'm qualified to contribute to this list.
Absolutely. So we're going to start with movies.
Movies.
Let's see. Human Centipede came out this year.
Yeah, that's a top five for sure.
Yeah.
Based solely on it was the only shit-eating movie of the year. A lot of movies ate shit, but they didn't have shit-eating scenes in them.
Oh, I see what you did with the words that came out of that sentence.
What about you? What do you like this year, Pete?
I saw Inception. That was pretty good.
I want to see Inception.
You know, it didn't make me poop my pants or anything, but it was a good movie.
I had every opportunity to see Inception.
I didn't think there were that many good movies that came out this year, and I saw quite a few of them.
I'm trying to think.
I saw Shrek 4, which was fucking stinky.
Did Easy A come out this year? I just saw that a couple days ago.
I think it did.
Okay, I'll go with that since that's a movie
I've
heard
of. Wait, did you see it in the theater?
No.
Has that got the girl from Superbad in it?
Yep, Emma Stone.
Yeah, that just came out.
I can't, and I can't get a read on her. Like, is she fucking hot as shit or is she a mess?
She's totally hot.
Is she?
Yeah.
Because sometimes you're like, wow. She, like, when she was on Lucky Louie, you're like, what a sassy little fucking harlot. Wow.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I'm like, wow, she is just a fucking tragic piece of shit. I can't tell.
She does have kind of a boy voice.
She's got a boy voice, and she's got a couple of weird eye teeth that throw
eye
me
Eye teeth.
Well, like, her eye teeth are big.
Eye teeth?
Your eye teeth. You're like, your fangs, you know?
Oh, like incisors?
Right.
Your eye teeth. I've never heard them called that
before.
Maybe
you should go back to dentistry.
I thought you meant the teeth that are in your eyes.
No. That's the whole other
Or the eyes that are in your teeth. I don't know. I don't know what you meant.
Sure, I think that movie was fine. I don't fucking know.
How did you end up seeing
that? Oh! My girlfriend rented it.
Rented it? Oh, I thought it was still in the theater.
No, she Redboxed
it. Wow, this really is uninformed.
No shit. All right. I also saw Grown Ups. Want me to throw that on the list too, or can I move on?
What did you think of Grown Ups?
It's fucking great.
No, really?
It's a piece of shit. Just like every other Adam Sandler movie since in the last like 10 years, it's a piece of shit, but it's awesome. Completely fucking horseshit movie, like no production value, just fucking terrible, just dumb. But at the same time, I was riveted the whole time because I love me some Adam Sandler. Exit Through the Gift Shop. Did you see that?
No.
That's pretty fucking cool.
That's a documentary, correct?
It's a documentary about shit that I couldn't ever be fucking bothered to care about. And then I found myself... I think it might be fake. I think it might be like a fucking hoax, but...
What was it about? Going to a museum?
No, not at all. It's just about
exit
like...
Through the Gift Shop?
Nah, see, that title like threw me off for like 7 months. I was like, I'm not seeing that shit. It was about fucking presents and shit.
You ever been to a House on the Rock?
House on the Rock.
The only way to get out of that place is through the gift shop.
I honestly have no idea what you're talking about right now.
It's in Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
It's a big house. They have a gift shop.
Yeah, no.
Is that what it's about?
What? It's just about... It's
Anyways,
a lot of
moving
twists
on
and turns.
Here.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into it. It's a good movie. It's interesting. Fuck off. Yeah. Oh, it's almost as good as Grown Ups is what I'm saying.
Okay, so...
So, best movie of the year, what are we going with?
Human Centipede.
Perfect. I love it.
All right. Music. What came out this year?
Insert cricket noise.
Sure. This year.
There was
CeeLo. CeeLo had that Fuck You song.
That was not bad.
You know, I will say, despite the fact that it's very overplayed, I still enjoy the shit out of that song. Mm-hmm. And somebody at my job had the entire CD, and the more I hear of it, the more I enjoy it.
You know, I'm not trying to be that guy that's like, but like, I've always enjoyed CeeLo, even when he was in Goody Mob and stuff, and I didn't like get into the Gnarls Barkley thing too much just because it was so fucking everywhere, but I like CeeLo. I think he's a fucking cool cat. I just said cool cat like some sort of jazz guy.
Yeah. So I'm giving my vote to the thing that I've heard through somebody else's headphones and on
cool.
a ringtone.
What
the fuck else came out this year?
I downloaded that new Sword record that everyone was talking about. I listened to like two songs. It was all right.
All right.
I don't like the Sword at all. So the fact that I'm saying that, it's all right should tell that it's pretty
that
okay.
Special edition Pantera Cowboys from Hell came out.
Can we put, in 2010, can I put in a vote for Cowboys from Hell as the album of the year? Because I'll do that every fucking year if that's fun.
With just all the demo versions of like, let's make a shittier version of an album that came out in 1990.
Sure.
And release it in 20 years later. And
you'd think the quality would be getting better, but. Fuck that nonsense.
And have it be best album of the year.
So we got Pantera Bootlegs, Headphone CeeLo, a couple songs off that Sword album. God damn, what a weird year for me. Far's record came out this year. That was good. Other than that,
Weird Al came out with an EP.
Okay, now you're talking.
It had some things on it.
Was there songs on it and stuff?
Yeah.
Well, then that's music. You can vote for that.
I think it was called Internet Leaks. And like some songs that are going to be on his next album.
Sure.
It's not really a full CD. That's where he had that Craigslist song, Doors ripoff.
Yep, yep. What, that John Densmore actually played on.
Did he really? Yeah. I didn't know that.
You know how fucking insane your life had? Actually, I do. John Densmore, who played keyboard and did a lot of the backup vocals and wrote a lot of the songs for the Doors, ended up playing keyboard to a parody of, was it When the Music's Over?
I don't know that it was a specific. I think it was a just style like in the parody.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
He played fucking keyboard. So that's almost like Gallagher opening for Metallica.
Well, he's not the first one to do that. I'm totally going to blank on this guy's name. Dude from
Mark
Dire Straits. Yes.
Oh, my God.
He played on the Beverly Hillbillies song.
Good for him. What a nightmare. My last faggy answer for music, have you heard that Damn Things record?
Huh?
it's fucking total guilty pleasure record. It's like Scott Ian and some other old men with the dude from Every Time I Die singing.
Oh.
Total fucking radio rock shit, but it's whatever. Awesome. So in a serious answer, I'll take Far and that band, and then everything else can kiss my fucking butt. I don't know on anything.
All right.
That was pretty definitive music when we did there. Mm-hmm. I think we really kind of covered our bases there.
All right. Halfway through now. No, we were almost halfway through.
Okay.
Video games of 2010. Now we're diving into something that we both know a whole lot about.
You might as well be asking me what, you know, fucking perfume came out this year. I don't fucking know. All I know, I purchased and owned one video game, and it came out this year, and it's NHL 11. So I want to go with that.
I'm going to go with this one, which may have came out late last year.
Go ahead.
Or this year, which is the new Super Mario Brothers Wii, which they finally went back to the traditional side-scrolling.
Nice. That other shit's too fucking complicated.
Yeah, I don't need to fucking complicate my life by figuring things out. Let me start at the left, go to the right, and finish the fucking board.
Let me step on a fucking turtle, explode him out of his own body, shoot a fireball at a fucking guy shaped like a mushroom, and move on with my life.
Exactly.
And the other thing is, like, all those fucking games now have, like, missions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, go to the castle and find the horse head. And you're like, what? Like, I could never. If I was a kid, I could never have done that. And they're like, why would I want to? Like, can't I just go
blow
shit up?
See, as soon as games started getting complicated, which I estimate to be around the time of PS1.
Sure.
As soon as they started coming on discs. Yeah. I was like, all right. So now I have to actually, like, figure out what to do. I'm done with you. I got fucking guitar to rock out on.
I remember turning on Altered Beast and like being like, yep, I have zero questions about this. Let's just fucking play.
Right. Walk, punch, transform.
Shoot blue ball at demon, turn into wolf. Got it.
Right.
What's next? Oh, do that again, but turn into a bear? Not a problem. Dragon? Are you fucking with me? Oh, my God. Shoot fucking fireballs at giant brain lady?
Right.
Got it. That was fun. That's why, like...
Video games are supposed to be brainless. If you're going to use your brain for something...
Exactly.
You might as well do fucking calculus.
Not, you know... I'm agreeing 100% with what you're saying. Like, hockey, I love hockey, so I like to play video game hockey. And I'm playing hockey, but half of it is just shutting your fucking head off.
Right.
Like, it's really fucking hard... And like you can play a video game like that for 5 hours and realize, oh my God, I just wasn't fucking depressed at any point in the last 5 hours. I was too busy fucking doing this shit. Oh God.
I was on a ship jumping for coins.
Oh, and there was fucking skull turtles everywhere. God damn it. I don't think they're ever going to top Super Mario World as far as video games go.
Yeah. All right.
I just don't think so.
Super Mario World?
Yeah, the first SNES one.
Right. I know what you're talking about.
All
right.
Sorry, buddy.
That's a good one.
I didn't mean to fuck with you there.
Hey, I'm on board.
So I'm going with NHL. You're going to go with
Super that Mario, Mario Brothers Wii. Stupid name for a game.
Oh, God. Is there a human centipede video game? I'd like to probably like to play
that. Oh, man. That would be... They should get to work on that.
They should be like, okay, now attach your butt and start pooping.
They make it for the Wii so you can actually like use the remote to stitch up somebody's mouth to somebody else's asshole.
And then like a feature that it's like a funnel that hooks up to your butt. That actually,
they
like,
actually
you know,
have a funnel in the movie?
No, it would just
this
be
this is
like,
just like bonus funnel.
It would just be like a receptacle with a hole your poop, but it would measure it. So however much poop you put into the funnel, it would like put that much video game poop into the person's
mouth.
You know,
okay, this is going to be completely completely aside from anything. And maybe I've talked about this on here before. But what the fuck is going on with Human Centipede where, okay, when he first, I saw in the preview, he draws a digestive system
mm-hmm.
that starts from the person's mouth,
yep.
and then it goes through the person's anus into the person behind him's mouth,
right,
and et cetera, through the other person's mouth. He's got a full digestive system.
Uh-huh.
Which doesn't make it look like you'd have to shit in anybody's mouth. It'd be like you're attaching your intestines to their esophagus, which would make a whole lot more sense to me.
Like if it just went in through the throat and
yeah.
bypassed the taste
like
buds?
What is his obsession with having to...
Well, I think it's
actually... if he's such a great surgeon, how come he just couldn't attach his anus to his esophagus? You know what I mean?
Because part of it is the
it's because he's German and he likes poop?
No, it's the dominance. It's making your own human pet. So it can't talk and it can't move and it's completely like tethered to this other being.
But still, I mean,
he made it fetch a paper for him. What more do you need to know about this guy?
That's not a very efficient system, is all I'm saying. If you're going to create an animal, it should have an efficient system that shouldn't have to eat shit and taste it. You know what I mean?
Look, I'm not in the business of creating robots that the fucking, you know, that share a digestive tract. All I know is that if you're making something where one of the things butts is anywhere near the other person's mouth, the stuff that comes out of the butt should go in the mouth.
Right, but it just seems like you'd lose a lot of poop in the process. Like, if someone spill on the floor and the person
no,
probably wouldn't want to eat
up.
It.
They're sewn up.
Oh, really?
Hey, you didn't see it?
No, I didn't.
Oh, well, what they do is they cut them like triangle flaps on their mouth, then they cut like triangle flaps off their butt, and then they sew the butt flaps to the cheek. Right? So there's mm-hmm. no seepage or anything. It's like a one.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know. It's awesome. Problem with that is if you're going to get that
the problem
far,
with that is he still has to swallow it and taste it, which I would think would only make him vomit into the other person's ass.
I think that's just a risk he's willing to take. Look,
like, I don't want you
to. Here's what I'm saying about mad scientists. If you're okay with pooping into someone's mouth, you're probably okay with throwing up into someone's asshole, too.
I just don't think it's a very efficient system.
Well, okay, if you're going to go that far with it, then you might as well just not do any of that and just have
the because human. if you attach the anal passage right to the esophagus over the tongue where you don't have to touch the tongue at all, they wouldn't have to taste shit. It would just
but
go
what
through
what the fuck is fun about that?
I don't know. It would just be more correct, I think.
Yeah, maybe, but then if they don't taste the shit, the movie's fucking dead in the water.
I guess I just don't get his motivation to begin with.
He's a fucking jerk. He's a jerk and he's a jerk.
His motivation is...
He's like...
He wants people to taste poop but not be able to I don't know what, barf
he's,
it out?
He's foregoing the like anatomically correct surgical procedure just to have them taste the poop.
Right, he's very
which
much
I can
in
get behind.
Favor of them tasting the poop.
My gripe.
But he really wants all three of them to be together where they all taste each other's poop except for the first one, and then the last one poops. What mm-hmm. the... I don't know. I struggle with that concept.
It's not a good movie. there's no question about that. It's clearly a bad movie. But my gripe with it is the use of the word centipede. Like, that is...
Close, exactly.
Completely mathematically incorrect. But I think, again, if you're making a movie about mouth pooping, I'll let the leg number slide.
Yeah, there was, what, 12 legs? What is
that
it? It
would have been 12 legs. The new one has...
Including arms and feet? The
right.
new one.
There's a sequel coming out very soon, actually. And it's got 12 people, which would be still, it's only 48.
Are they going to call it Human Millipede?
No, they're going to call it Human MILF.
Human MILF Ball?
No, it's called Second Sequence. It's awesome.
Second, oh God. All right, let's go to a song.
All right.
Here's a song. News stories, best of 2010, uninformed version.
I got a landslide for me.
Okay, what's your best pop culture news story?
Corey Haim dying. That was a huge blow to fucking craziness.
You think so?
I do. Okay. Corey Haim was that guy who you didn't know when he was going to pop his head up again, but you knew that when he did, it was going to be fucking berserk.
Mm-hmm.
And he lived up to that all the time. Every time you ever saw him, he was doing something just madness. And the fact that like he got eaten alive.
I guess I didn't really follow him that much after the 80s.
Dude, there's fucking videos on YouTube that will keep you up at night for how fucking, like, how much drugs can steal your fucking thoughts. Like, that dude, every time that he opened his mouth, just bees came out, or just madness. But that's why we're really gonna miss that guy.
Okay,
we need fucking crazy people in this world.
I agree wholeheartedly.
What's
with
yours?
That. Oh, Jesus Christ! All right, what else happened this year? Please refresh my memory. Kanye said some stupid crap
as
normal.
Oh my God!
Did somebody break up in a marriage? Did
Human Centipede came? No,
we covered that. Human Centipede, the video game.
Pop culture stories repeat.
God,
I mean, I think it's clearly
so
it's clearly between like, you know, the elections and Corey Haim dying. Like, I think those
who else died?
Leslie Nielsen died.
Okay, I'll go with Leslie Nielsen dying.
Okay.
That was my favorite pop culture news story.
It's funny that it took me reminding you that it happened.
That's it. Your head. That's whatever you would have reminded me of would have been my favorite story.
Okay,
moving on. Best of 2010. You ready?
Yeah.
For this category?
Yeah.
Alcoholic energy drink.
Okay. Well, let's see. Now we're in a bit of a pinch here because we got
of all the alcoholic energy drinks that came out in 2010.
I had two though.
What do you think would rank the topest?
Two different
the topest.
The topest. I had juice. And
I'm
Four
not
Loko.
Going to acknowledge that.
Okay, so Four Loko.
Okay. What about Four Loko?
It's the most illegalest fucking substance on the planet now. Like, you honestly cannot get it anywhere.
Can you get it here still?
Actually, no, they did restock Moratos. So
really,
yeah.
On for those listening,
Second and Lowry.
Second Northeast. And Lowry. Go to Morado's.
God, I love that liquor store.
It is pretty great. And I was disappointed to find out that you were getting sick of Four Loko. I got sick of Four Loko as soon as I fucking drank it. But you were kind of going for a I love Four Loko kind of going. You had like
a
few dozen of them.
Bring it back, though. Like, I think I'm going to bring it back just simply because...
You seem very disappointed one of these times.
No,
you're like, okay, I don't know why I drink this. It's fucking terrible.
It is. It came to a head one night where I drank all the beer in my fridge, and that was the only thing that was left. And just put it this way, you don't want to end your night with a Four Loko.
I did.
It will end your night, but you don't want it to be like the last thing you drink.
Well, it was the last thing I drank, and then some unconscionable things happened. Anyways.
Awesome. That's fucking sweet.
Yeah, it turned out to be a great night for me.
So Four Loko wins again.
Four Loko, you goddamn bastard. So that's my favorite alcoholic energy drink of 2010. Perfect. Would you put your vote in for
that
as well?
Oh yeah. I just brought up juice so there was at least a fucking horse in the race to fight with the Four Loko.
Okay. All right. Final topic
this might
of
be the worst.
Evening.
This might be the worst one.
Right? Okay, of 2010. I'll wait for you to finish swigging your beer.
Got it.
Books.
Books.
Books. The books of... why did we choose this as our climax?
I don't know.
Maybe we should pick a different topic.
Our magazine's books.
What books? The only books I've read have been from comedians.
Did you read Dear Mrs. Fitzsimmons yet?
I've started to. Okay. I have it. I pre-ordered it and got it from Greg Fitzsimmons as soon as I saw him do live. I would say that in 2010, as far as seeing comedy performances, it was pretty much a toss-up between Greg Fitzsimmons and Jimmy Pardo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, clearly.
Those two, Jesus Christ, they blew me out of the fucking seat.
You're not going to get much more... what's the word... I don't want to say professionalism, but like just guys who are so fucking comfortable doing something. Like it's just like watching Les Paul play guitar. So it's just like I've been doing this for 1,000 years. I'm so good at it that it's ridiculous.
Right.
Those were two.
They were a week after each other, and both of them, I could have pooped my pants afterwards. Yeah, they were both just that great.
There was some not so good ones though too.
Of comedians that you saw?
No, that was last year. Never mind. The last time we saw Doug Benson was kind of a bust.
You know, I hate to talk shit about Doug Benson because I like him, but yes, it was, he did a lot. He did pretty much all material that I'd seen before. Peppered with a few jokes that I hadn't.
Right.
And it was
kind of like, because the last 3 times I've seen him, I've heard the same joke every time.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, lots of the same ones, but. You know, the same closer, same everything. It's just like, okay. Whatever. I love Doug Benson. I'm not
sure.
Sure. But
listen just, to Doug Loves Movies. It's a good podcast.
Listen to fucking Doug do new jokes.
Yeah, and watch The Benson Interruption Friday nights on Comedy Central.
Sure. Books. I have nothing to add to this topic because I don't know.
Sarah Silverman's book?
Yeah, I did read Sarah Silverman's book, and I did really enjoy that. And I also read the new Sam Harris book, The Moral Landscape. That's good. Farting in my living room?
Who? The new Sam Harris book? Is that good?
Yeah, it's really good.
What's it called?
It's called The Moral Landscape. Good stuff.
Ah.
I don't want to fucking open up another fucking conversation like that again. And I also read Suck Your Own Farts, Dicks, Future.
Yeah, a lot of atheism books and anti-whatever books.
Hey, happy holidays.
I read, if we're just talking about books that I read this year, I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and I read Why People Believe Weird Things by Michael Shermer.
Yep. That didn't come out this year, though.
No, definitely. Neither of those did.
10 years ago.
I think I also read a Tom Sawyer book.
If we're doing that, I just read Muddy Waters' biography again. That's fine.
Again.
It's good. It's great.
Again. Yeah. All right. Way to end strong on the books conversation.
I think we clearly decided that Human Centipede was the best book also, too, right?
The novelization. You know, they made novelizations of lots of movies post-movie. When I was a kid growing up and we had the book fairs.
Is that those kind of books when they would have the cover of the movie on the front of the book?
Yeah, but it was almost like when they would have the book fairs, they would have the novelization of the movie after they made the movie.
Okay.
It's so like they took the movie and then we're like, oh, well, let's just turn this into a book now.
Yeah, yeah.
When I was a kid, shit you not, I'll start with the less ridiculous one, which is Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Was this like a book or was this like a picture book?
No, this was like a book like that a I got at a book fair when I was a kid.
Like Book It?
I was in Scholastic Book Fair.
Nice, okay.
And here's the real one. I got Encino Man, the book.
Are you kidding?
I am definitely
somebody
not
actually
kidding.
Put that to print?
I would guess that every movie that ever comes out, somebody puts it to print and sells it to 10-year-old kids.
That's what I was.
Because if
like,
you like a movie and you go, oh, shit, I know that movie. Let me read the book. Like, fucking 10-year-olds will eat that shit up. I read Encino Man, the book.
So you've actually been in a position of power during the... What did you like better, Casino, Encino Man, the book, or the movie? Like, well, I think I can actually... Well, I think I can weigh in on this since I'm involved
it's
in
one of those... The book is always better. Definitely not in this case. There was more parts in the book. I will give them that. But the movie was way better.
When I was like 14, 13, something. Nah, probably younger, like 12.
Putting Pauly Shore quotes into type is not quite
no,
the same.
No. Yeah, well, why don't you stop fucking harshing my gig so hardcore, Cruster? There was I was really into westerns when I was a kid. I had like Louis L'Amour books and stuff. But and I was going on a vacation or something, and I found a book of the movie Tombstone, right?
Okay.
And like I was like, well, I obviously this is adapted from a book. This must be the book it was adapted from. Why the fuck is Kurt Russell on the cover of the book? The movie was adapted.
Well, they do that with the cover a lot.
Yeah.
Like they did with Lord of the Rings. Put fucking, what's his name on there?
Fucking
Ed. Whoever the Frodo guy. Why can't I remember his name?
Ricky Tikki Tavi.
Yes, Ricky Tikki Tavi. They put him on the cover of the Lord of the Rings books, despite the fact. I mean, just for popularity's sake.
Yeah.
However, that does not mean that they didn't novelize the movie version.
Well, because like I think if you're taking a book, like for recent example, like if you take the book True Grit and try and put it into screen form, you know, I mean, you're cutting out. I mean, you're basically just cutting out a lot of shit, like
okay, or putting more into it, which is what they did with Encino Man, the novelization.
What
they put
what
more scenes
could you
into
add
it.
To that, it was perfect.
I don't remember. Probably just like edited scenes that were not in the final cut of the movie.
It was literally
like, just throw them in the book.
It was that's like adding to the Bible. It was perfect. Yeah, what a fucking mess.
Although they didn't have the Def Leppard songs or the other fucking...
You're invited, but your friend can't come.
You're invited, but your friend can't come.
Yep, that's Vince Neil at his best.
Word.
I seen him play that live, motherfuckers.
Really?
Yep.
I'm jealous.
Don't be.
All right, should we get the fuck out of here?
Yeah, happy 2010, you fucking
You mean
stiffs.
Happy 2011?
I don't know. What'd I say?
You said 2010. Well, let's give one last reminder. Please go to TwinCitiesTank.com, buy a t-shirt, support the show, and go to Metallica's New Year's Eve program happening on December 31st at the Triple Rock.
You don't even have to go. Just swing by and pay for a ticket.
Yeah, you can do that.
If you want.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But it would be really awesome.
How fucked up would that be if it was like, if they were like, we're at capacity and there was like 20 people in there? Like, why do we have like $15,000?
Do you know how much I would care compared to a regular Metallica show?
Zero.
Less than that.
I thought so.
But you'll see us hosting, me and Brent, we're hosting the show. And then we'll end up performing for you at the end.
Bastards.
I can't wait to yell at the people who don't know who we are and don't know that we're in Metallica.
Right.
They're going to be like, who the fuck are you guys? And I'll be like, fuck you, fucking fuck.
Yeah, I can't
I'm
wait
in
to
the
start,
fucking
to
headlining
start fights
band.
With drunk,
I'm in the reason why you're here.
One more word out of you, we won't play at all.
One more word out of you, and I'm going to fucking stuff a tuna fish sandwich with carrots in your mouth. You won't be able to breathe.
You reverse vegan. Okay. Yeah, happy 2011. Hope you had a good year. See you in hell, motherfuckers. You're dead to me, Mexico.
then. Tell me all your thoughts on God, 'cause I'd really like to meet her and ask her why we're who we are. Tell me all your thoughts on God, 'cause I'm on my way to see her. So tell me. Choose.